I get the feeling that Trey, you take your time with a photo.
I do take my time with a photo, and you'd be shocked how quickly you can focus manually.
Yeah.
With this focus peaking. It's incredibly sharp, incredibly fast. If people don't know what focus peaking is, it's something you can do with a mirrorless camera. And the electronics in there are looking at the edges. It's doing edge detection. And so it's almost like Call of Duty. What your subject gets outlined in green or red or whatever. And as soon as you see them turn red, you know they're in focus and just shoot away. It's easy.
I was fighting this for the longest time, but the Sony makes it so easy. It also has a magnification feature. So you can zoom in, double time magnification, do the peaking, and you're going to actually have better focus than any automatic focus. Look at that. That is a bamboo forest. Where is that?
That's in Kyoto, Japan.
That is lovely. What's your favorite place to take pictures?
Well, probably Burning Man. This will be my sixth year to go there, and it's great for all kinds of experimentation, but especially photography experimentation.
You get great images from Burning Man.
Yeah.
Some of the best images I've ever seen. But now, is it all HDR? Is that all you do these days, or...?
No, not at all, really. Maybe only about 60 or 70% of my work is HDR. And really, it's sort of a fluid, variable gray thing. Call it 50 Shades of Trey. And the way it works is I do make a very strong, extreme HDR on drugs image, okay? But then I also have the original RAW file that I adjust in Lightroom and I make look pretty, okay? Then I have two different interpretations of a scene and I layer them and I pull together different parts of the photo that I think make sense. And in that way, the photo becomes a totally unique creation. So it's always a hybrid is what you're saying.
Yeah, but not HDR, not tone mapping. You use Photoshop to mix and match with the various images. And you can see light is everything for you. The way you use light, where you observe light, the way you record it is spectacular. I mean, that really, look at that. And I can see why you like Burning Man, because the light is so amazing.
Yeah, it's a great place. People are very open. And at first, before I went, honestly, I thought, these are all these hedonist hippies, and it's just going to be this total hedonism nonstop. But it's actually not like that. It's just people that are comfortable with their own sense of self-expression or becoming comfortable with it. And I think everyone loves to take photos of people. Like Mike was saying, when you travel, sometimes you want to take photos of people, but you're a little scared. You don't want them to, you know, punch you or get upset or anything. But this is a great place for people photography, because 99.9% of people are super happy with you taking their photo. So it's great for that kind of experimentation.